one of the committee members and a friend of Shirley's, Betty Davis. Now, when did Shirley start with the Folk Music Club, Betty?
Oh, I don't know whether I've got a date here. It was in the 60s.
So we're going back on this one.
Quite a long way, yes. I met Shirley first in the 70s when a daughter of mine used to go to some folk club things with a school friend. And after a while, because they were going into pubs and places like that, I thought I'd better check on her. And I ended up by going to Walhalla. And it was there that I met Shirley when we were dancing out on the green. And I got hooked on this dancing.
So you were specifically a folky from the early days then?
Oh, yes, I'm one of the old folkies.
Right. So from your point of view, how did you see this? I mean, what was your history in, say, social dancing and the difference with, say, looking at, well, this folky sort of dancing? Did it really hit you saying, oh, yeah, I like this?
Yes, I was. I liked ballroom dancing. Used to go quite a lot to ballroom dancing. I found it quite different, of course. It was much freer, the folk dancing, but a lot of it was very gracious dancing. The quadrilles and the very old dances were all very gracious sort of dances, and that I liked very much. And Shirley ran classes out in the Women's Recreation Centre in Royal Park once a month, and we used to go out there and learn the dances. And we'd work hard on one and learn it specifically, and then the next time we'd try and see if we remembered it all. And Shirley was there guiding us the whole time.
And then she became very active. Well, she was very active in the folk music club, and you yourself have become active in that as well.
Yes. We had a dance demonstration team, and we danced out at Emu Bottom and quite a lot of other places, Como House. And they, private individual parties and things like that, they'd ask us to go and demonstrate for them. So it was interesting. It was rather interesting, really, because my husband was a very conservative person, but he even joined the demonstration team, which was rather surprising. And I think it was due to the fact that he admired Shirley so much for her work that he was quite happy to present the dancing as long as Shirley trained us.
Now, I would have thought the conservative element of the society would have appreciated this form of dancing. After all, it was traditional. The early gentry used to do this sort of stuff as well.
Yes, that's right. But then also we had, you know, the ones that thought that bush dancing and the older time dancing was just something to fool around in and...
Did you get a lot of that in say, the early days from, say, the general public?
Well, some of the younger ones, you know, liked to yahoo a little bit. I didn't blame them with some of the dancers. They lent themselves to yahooing, I think. But
well, we read that in the early days in Shirley's books, and she has the anecdotes, that, in fact, there was, in some of the elements of this dancing, there was a fair bit of yahooing. So
yes.
They're just keeping the traditional tradition going.
Yes, I think that'd be right. Shirley also started this traditional dance association because she was frightened that a lot of our dances were going to be ruined by people changing them around and we'd lose a lot of the basis of them all. But and Dave DeSanti mentioned that the dances Shirley and Peter collected in Queensland, and Shirley had this book with all these very old quadrilles, and we've been practicing these, and it's been thrown back to the dedicated dancers that go along to VDA, the Victorian Dance Assembly, once a month, to be able to try and present these dances. Shirley would be on the sidelines, and she would add her bit, and if we didn't get it right or the timing right or something like that, Shirley was always there to help us. And so we keep on producing these old dances.
So she was very supportive of people coming, new people coming into the fold.
Oh, yes, yes. And she was very traditional, and her timing, we had to be right on our timing, we had to be right on our steps, we had to be right on our courtesy on the floor. And I think that a lot of us have learned quite a lot from Shirley, from that type of dancing. She she worked with us very hard with some of the older dancers, and they've put out 4 videos, and I think to forget what they had people danced.
I noticed the Victorian Folk Music Club, with the predecessor was the Victorian Bush Music Club. That's still going strong. You have regular meetings?
Yes, the Victorian Folk Music Club is still going. They have a dance once a month on the first Saturday of the month out in Ringwood. And every Tuesday night in Ringwood they have music nights where they all go along and they learn different tunes and learn traditional tunes and write new tunes.
So the tradition that Shirley sort of kept going or sort of revived is still going with the Victorian Folk Music Club.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I'll miss her terribly because she's wonderful sitting on the door and taking the money. I'm the treasurer of the Traditional Dance Association, and Shirley was meticulous with her collecting at the door and writing everything down for me. I'm going to miss her terribly with... That's just another aside from the dancing.
Well, Betty, thanks for phoning in and...
Well, thanks for asking me. It's an honour to have known Shirley and called her a friend.
We'll see you this Sunday at the Memorial Dance.
Certainly will. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks a lot. Betty Davis there, currently on the committee of the Victorian Folk Music Club. We'll go back to that track. This is a CD if you want to learn how to dance traditionally. Music for Colonial Dancing. It's played by the Brown Jug Band. And here we go.